All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, standing here in the confessional corner with you this week as we go into the fourth chief part of the Catechism, the sacrament of holy baptism. And as usual, when we go into a new part of the Catechism, we take a week to look at the text of the small Catechism before diving into the large Catechism. So this week we will be looking at the text of the small Catechism, as Luther wrote it, to bring us to the basics understanding of what the sacrament of baptism is before we explore it even further in the large Catechism these next few weeks. The sacrament of holy baptism, as the head of the family should teach it in a simple way to his household. First, what is baptism? Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. Which is that word of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28:19. Second, what benefits does baptism give? It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Mark 16:16. Third, how can water do such great things? Certainly not just water, but the word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts these words of God and the water. For without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism, that is a life-giving water, rich in grace, and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. Titus 3:5-8. Fourth, what does such baptizing of water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Where is this written? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Romans 6:4. All right, that is it for the text of the Catechism on the sacrament of holy baptism. And as we look at the basics here before expanding on in the next few weeks, I want to take a look at one major thing that is not mentioned in the Catechism at all. You have no work in baptism. There is nothing that you do for baptism. It is solely the gift of God. It is not just plain water, but it is water included in God's command and combined with God's word. It is not the water that saves you. It is the word of God in and with that water that saves you. And that is the foundation of our life in Christ, is that being buried with him into his death and resurrection, that we too might walk in a newness of life, especially as we look in this Lenten season to see the example of our Lord, and how he encourages us and strengthens us to wrestle with the theologies around us. Amen.